Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Maseches Megillah Daf Vav. We begin right on top. Toshma. This relates back to our discussion of yesterday. In the Mishnah, we learned that Kadosh Shegadoshim, like a Chatas, will have Me'ilah status up until it loses its Kadosh Hashem designation, which happens when it gets Shas Heter, a moment of permissibility. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Shas Heter means it's fully permissible for consumption, which happens only once the Zrika was done. So once you finish, you complete the four-phase Hakrava process, Shchita, Kabbalah Sadam, Halacha Sadam, and Zrika Sadam. At that point, the basar is mutter for the Kehanim to eat. That's what the Mishnah means. Shas Heter l'Kehan. In contrast to other opinions, which held that it's the Shas Shchita that works. That's Chizkiyas Shchita. Heter Shchita Shaninu. Mishnah means the permissibility aspect, which is triggered by the Shchita alone. It was another possibility, which was Heter Zrika. As long as the Dam of the carbon is enabled for Zrika, even though it hadn't yet been carried out. It's already labeled as Dam, slated for Zrika, which will complete the Heter, complete the Hakrava process, which will generate a full blown Heter on the Basar. It's already far enough in the process to qualify as Shas Heter. It's already in a condition of Heter, because it's about to be carried out. So we have three different positions on this question. What's considered Shas Heter, Lakayhana? Is it the Shechita per se? Is it the availability for Zrika, which happens, you know, after the Kabbalah? Or do you need the actual Zrika being carried out? That's Rabbi Yechon's position, which makes it Mutal Achila. Toshma, we're going to bring a string of rayas, three rayas to Rabbi Yechon's position. That is Heter Achila. We need actual Zrika, we need actual permissibility on the Basar for the Me'ilah to vacate. Toshma, Rabbi Shimon Ayim Erbrais. He says, what about Noisar? Is there Me'ilah on Noisar? The person partakes in Basar of a carbon chat been left overnight, which had expired, you know, taken past its expiry date. Is there a Me'ilah on that? Well, it depends. Yesh Noyser Shemay Alamboy, Yesh Noyser Shemay Alamboy, some cases yes, some cases not. Ketza. So, for example, Lan Lufnei Zrika, if the Lina, leaving it overnight, occurred before the Zrika, Rashi learns, actually, it's going on the Dam of the Karban. So the Kabbalah was done today, and it was left overnight. The Zrika only happened tomorrow. Tosfos learns that the Lina here is talking about the Basar of the Karban. In any case, it's the next day, and the Basar is certainly nicer. And he ate the Basar. Lufnei Zrika. If it's still pre-Zrika, my Alamboy, there's Me'ilah. But Lacha Zrika, once the Zrika had been carried out, it deactivates the Me'ilah, even though it's not really a proper Zrika. It's the next day, the Dam is Pasul. Rashi explains, Rabbi Shimon holds, even that will accomplish the same effect. Ain't no Alamboy, there's no Me'ilah anymore. So clearly, we need the actual Zrika carried out, which is like Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Heter Achila, you need the Zrika, which typically permits the Basar L'Achila, only that will deactivate the Me'ilah. But just being available for Zrika, that's not enough. Okay, so Shimon teaches that if it's still before Zrika, there is Me'ilah. Now, what happened today? So, the Shechita happened on Sunday, and it was left overnight. Monday, he ate it. If he ate it before the Zrika was carried out, there's Me'ilah. Let's backtrack. What happened on Sunday? Lav Dahava Shavus L'Mizrika. Let's assume on Sunday there was ample time to do the Zrika. Diba Yisrarik, he did the Kabbalah. He could have done the Zrika for the same money. He could have. So it had that potential for Zrika. It had the Heter for Zrika. That's not enough to deactivate the Me'ilah. Without the actual Zrika being carried out, the Shemano we can derive from here, the Heter Achila Shanin, like Rabbi Yechanan. You need actual Zrika to remove the Me'ilah. Lai, the Kabbalah, the Kibbalah, some Shkia Sacham, what happened was, he did the Kabbalah a minute before Shkia. The Lehaya shows the Mizrach. There was no moment in time. There was no availability to do the Zrika. And that's why Mila still active. Aval hayo shahus, but let's say there would be enough time. It's a half hour to shkia. My, what would you say? We know me'ilah because as long as it was available and able for zrika, that's enough. Is that so? My yiri the tanit mishkia sachamas frei zrika. So why does the brisa draw the line between, well, if it's before zrika, there's me'ilah. After zrika, that's not the, that shouldn't be the trigger point. That shouldn't be the defining factor. The defining factor is, was there enough time to do zrika, or was there not enough time? Listen, instead of the brisa should have depended it upon koidim shkia or la'achar shkia, right? Was the kabbalah before shkia, in which case it was enough time to do the zrika, or did it take place only after shkia, which is not a time for zrika, so it's not considered fit for zrika. It's exactly what the brisa means. Koidim shira lizrika, la'achar shira lizrika. Depends if it was potentially available for zrika. La'achar shira lizrika means that it was the achila occurred after it was available for zrika, which means to say there was enough time to shkia to actually do the zrika. Hence, we consider done. Like Teresa said yesterday, something is slated for zrika, it's available, it's there. Kazaruk, then we treat it like it happened. We already have that material, that zrika material on hand. We already started that process, so to speak. You have that heter insight. As opposed to koidim shira lizrika, as opposed to the if the incident occurred before, it was available for zrika. Which means to say, this lina, this whole thing happened in a situation where the shechita was very close to the shkia. There was no moment in time for zrika availability. Okay, so we thought that we had a right to Rabbi Yochanan. The actual zrika needs to be done. Did they activate mila? No. The availability for zrika is what defines the mila status. Toshmai comes another right. Reb Shimon Omer, very similar discussion, almost word for word, instead of a nicer issue, we have pigel. Is there a mi'ilah on pigel material? Shimon Omer, yesh pigel shmei'al boi. Depends, some and some. Some do have mi'ilah, yesh pigel shmei'al boi. Keitzad. Lefnei zrika mei'al boi. La'acha zrika ein mei'al boi. If it's before zrika, there's mi'ilah, otherwise there isn't. Ketani mi'as. Okay, so what did he say? Lefnei zrika mei'al boi. If it's still before zrika, the mi'ilah is still intact. Apparently, the actual zrika is what's needed. Lav dehava shehus lemizrike. We're assuming that he did the kabbalah with ample time, you know, to shkia. He could have done the zrika. The boy zerk, if he would have wished, he could have done the zrika. Kutol nim alam boy. And Bryce says, there's mila. Apparently, potential zrika is not enough. Ushma mina. Apparently, we can see from here, heter achila shaninu. The actual zrika is required. The heter achila is needed. In lines Rabbi Yechana. No, we're talking that there wasn't enough time to shkia to do the zrika. But you mean to say that were there be enough time? Was there a half hour to shkia? That would be enough to address the mila issue? Because as soon as it's available for zrika, that's enough. So then, why is the brisa hinging it on before zrika, after zrika, if that's not the defining event? The brisa should have referred to pre or post shkia as the defining factor. That's what it means. Was it available for zrika or not? That's what the brisa means. Tashmai comes another riot Rabbi Yechanan. Perhaps that the heter zrika, the heter achila, is what the activates the mila. No less than that. Tashma pigel b'kachim kachim me'alam boy. So you have a carbon that was processed as pigel. Mila is still there. My love, the zarak. Now we're assuming that he already did the zrika. Nevertheless, pigel will still maintain its mila status, because pigel can't really deactivate the mila. It's not a proper process. Ushma mino, but now we can make a diuk. In this case, since it was an unsuccessful process, it was pigul, so it can't remove the meal. But typically, if it's a proper process, it can, provided you took it to the finish line, provided you did zrika, because you need heder achilu. Ushma mino heder achilu shanino. Lo, idulei zarg. No, we're talking before zrika. All he did was the shchita, the kabbalah. And as Rashi explains, typically that will be enough because you have the zrika in front of you. You have the material that's zrika enabled. But in this case, it's not going to work because the fact is it's pigul material. We're not going to say, well, it's just as good as kezaruk dami. No, it's not really meant for zrika. So you don't have that 1-2-step system. You can't say, well, it's enabled, so it's done. But typically, you do say that. As long as you have blood that's available for Zrika, slated for Zrika, it's as good as done. Because Heter Zrika is sufficient. Lord, the Lazar. So let's make a deal. The Brisa is referring to before Zrika. And that's the issue. Aval Zarak. My. Hochenam de Ema'on Boy. But you're saying that if you would do the zrika, even though it's pigul, the meal would be deactivated. Because after all, he did the zrika despite the fact that it's pigul. It's considered, you know, full process done. Unlike the sheet of Rav Gidol that we had the other day, that the Zrika of Pigul can't deactivate Mila, this Brisa will disagree. So, again, typically, Heter Zrika is enough. Available for Zrika is enough if it's qualifying Dam, which is available for Zrika. You don't need Heter Achi, you don't need the actual Zrika. A Pigul, it shifts a bit. Because since the blood is not really meant for Zrika, you can't say, well, it's available for Zrika. So here you need the actual Zrika, which is something you don't typically need. Aval Zorak, but if you would do the Zrika, even though it's Pigul Mai, what would happen? There would be no Me'ila. So when the Bryce is looking for a case where there's no Me'ila anymore, why shift tracks? You should know, if it's Kachim Kalim, where the system's reversed, right? Kachim Kadashim has Me'ila until the Zrika. Kachim Kalim does not have Me'ila until you do the Zrika, then it activates the Mila, because the Zrika, in effect, is separating, is designating the part that belongs on the Mizbeach, the Imurim, the fats. So for that, the Mishnah Brisa says, since you're doing it in a pigul manner, it's not going to be strong enough to activate the Mila. But the question is, why did the Brisa have to go search, looking for a case where there's no Mila? We discovered, oh, Kachem Kalam, that was done in a pigul fashion, it will not activate the Mila. Stay right here. Stick to Kachem Kachem, which is the topic of our discussion already, and just say, Kachem Kachem, which was done in a pigul manner, before Zrika there is Mila, after Zrika there is no Mila. If in fact what you're saying is true. My year, the Tanib Kachem Kalam in my own way, why to go to Kachem Kalam for an example of no Mila? That the Zrika pigul will not activate Mila. Listen, it should have stayed right here on topic. Kan lefnei zrika, kan lachas zrika. Stick to kachi kachim, which were done pigul. Well, before zrika there is mila. After zrika there is no mila. The answer is the Brisa wanted to highlight that point for us. Ha'asi lashmi'ina. The Brisa wanted to highlight that contrast and tell you like this. On the one hand, right, what's the status of a pigul process? So chodesh of gidol, hands down. It's a non-entity, non-player. It can't deactivate the Mila of Kachim Kachim. It can't activate the Mila of Kachim Kalam. Will we disagree? The Spice will disagree. On the one hand, we reckon with the Mila, with the Zrika of Pigul. On the other hand, we do not. It depends where. Depends what you're trying to accomplish. If it's just a matter of removing, of deactivating, yes, it can do that. Such as by Kachi Kadashim, where the point is to deactivate the Mila. So even a pigal process can do that. Tosis, the other day, we explained it yesterday in the shir, Tosis explains the difference between the two things. He says that pigal is sort of a positive negative. It establishes, it turns it into pigal. So that has the power to designate, has the power to render the basar as the recipient of the process, in which case it's no longer regarded as kachi Hashem, which it was until, you know, that point. So that point it was one big package, the basar, the dam. But once you process the dam, certainly once you got to the zrika, even though it was a zrika's peel, which is really possible, but at this point the basar is out of the way. The basar sort of been separated, given its own designation. It's the recipient of the zrika process that took place with the dam. Fully understand that the basar now loses its kach Hashem status, which it had until that moment. So that works. As opposed to endowing the carbon with mi'ilah, giving mi'ilah status by way of the zrika's pigul, that it can't do, because zrika's pigul doesn't have the power to designate the fats and the imurim for the mizbech. It's zrika's pigul. That's why it's not going to activate Mila on the Kachem Kal. That's exactly what the Bryce is teaching us. Called the last three de Mila to bring about Mila. So to tack on Mila onto the material, Zrika katiknamais de Mila. Only proper Zrika does that. But Kalafugim de Mila. But to deactivate and remove Mila from the Kachem Kadashim, I feel the Shalaita katikna, even if it's an improper Zrika process like Pigel, Nami, still, Mavkim, the Mila will remove the Mila. In fact, Rashi points out, this is the Braisa, which refutes Rav Gidl's halacha. Rav Gidl taught us that Pigel is a non-entity, whether to activate or deactivate Mila. And we disagree. We conclude that, on the one hand, we agree that it can't activate, but it could deactivate. Okay, so in conclusion, Kachi Kedoshim loses Mila when it has Shas Heter L'Kayhanim. What defines Shas Heter? Either the Shechita, or the enablement for Zrika, which we call Heter Zrika, or having actually done the Zrika, which gives the Basar Heter L'Achila. We have three positions on that. We attempted to bring some proof, some rayas, which at this point haven't really panned out. Okay, we turn to our base. A new sugi, but quite related. Says the Mishnah, Basar Kachi Kachim. So again, Kachi Kedoshim has Mi'ila present until it's no longer regarded as Kachi Hashem, whereas Kachim Kalam is Mi'ila free until it's processed, in which case it gets the status, the fats and the parts that belong to it, get the status of Kachi Hashem. What if the basar of the Kachi Kedoshim is out of the premises? Sheyotza left the Azora, which disqualifies it, which makes it possible. If Nezir Gazdama left before the Zrika. And Rashi explains it came back in. Fine, but it's too late, it became puzzle. Even though it's present during the Zrika, question, can the Zrika affect it? Can the Zrika change its status and remove the Mi'ila? Rav Lezo, I remember Yalambay. He says, no, he was out of bounds. He's disconnected, disengaged from the carbon. The Zrika of the carbon cannot have any effect on that basar. The meal will still be present. By the way, Tosis points out, how is this going to be in line with the previous sugya? That all you need is the heter Zrika, or heter, right? Eshchita, to remove the meal. Says Tosis, yeah, it fits perfectly. Well, if you hold you need heter achila, you certainly don't have it yet. If you hold you need heter zrika, so Tosis learns, apparently the basar left the area before the dam was ready for zrika, before the Kabbalah happened, which enables the dam for zrika. If you hold heter shchita, that's a tricky one, the shchita itself removes mila, so you have to say that the basar left the area even before you completed the shechita. and you made the blood available for Kabbalah. Okay, so you have to work it out with the previous sugya. In any case, whatever reason, the Me'ilah status is still present on the boss. And the question is, can the Zrika remove it? The Kabbalah says no, because he's disengaged from the carbon. Whatever happens to the carbon will not affect this basra anymore. What else happens when you process the carbon? Pigal status can be applied to the carbon, but not to this basra. But noiser, if the basra was left overnight, there's no status of noiser or tummy. If a person whose tummy eats it, there's no curse. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, no, he says he's still related to the carbon. He's still related to the blood. So although he's pasul on account of him leaving the premises, but you can still cover him with the process. All the statuses of the carbon apply to him as well. I'm Rabbi Akiva. I'll prove to you that it's so. I'll prove to you that the zrika of the carbon can even affect a portion of it which is unfit. Imagine a person had a carbon chatas and it disappeared. He put another one up as a backup, and then you discover the first one, he has two standing before him. They're both standing, and you do shechita on both. Okay, so now one is going to be kasha, one is going to be leftovers, pasul. And then he does the zrika on one. What happens to the me'ilah of the other one? Wouldn't you agree, loy, is it not kashem shadama, just like the blood of A, poiter's besara, exempts its own flesh from me'ilah, kacha poiter's b'chaverta, likewise it exempts its colleagues, basa from me'ilah? It's one package. So it removes the me'ilah despite the fact that the basar of the other one is really pasul. Now, if you agree to that, in potter dama es b'sar chaverta, when we lift the dama of this one, accommodates the other one's basar and removes the me'ilah, dinu sheifter es basar atzma. Certainly, it can exempt its own basar, such as now a case. The blood should accommodate its own material, despite the fact that it's pasul and left the premises. We have the same achlekes in the reverse. Emurim kachim kalam, shiotzof min zrikas dam, the emurim, the fats of the kachim kalam, which left the area before zrika. The question is, did the zrika activate mila upon them? Same achlekes. Rabbi Zoymer, the answer is no. Ein moy alam behen, there's no mila. Ein chayav anleim shem pikol. Tell me, Rabbi Zoymer, yes, moy alam behen. Zrika will accommodate it. Ein chayav anleim shem pikol. When I talk to you, why does the mission have to cite both variations of the very same concept, just in reverse? It's a mirror case of the first example in the Mishnah. Zrika both are needed. These might be kachim kachim. We only discussed the first case, kachim kachim, where the Zrika is trying to remove the Me'ilah. Have I mean, I would say, come Rabbeleza says, Me'ilah is still there because the Zrika cannot remove it. You're trying to be lenient, trying to remove something, you can't do that. Mishnah Zrika to Ketikna Mavka. Only a proper Zrika will extract it, Midei Me'ilah. Shalek Ketikna, but an improper Zrika, Loi Mavka, the Me'ilah will not extract it from Me'ilah. Such as where you're trying to dress material which is yaitu, which is pasul. Avalas l'suyde milu, but in the second case in Rashi, we're trying to activate milu. That's l'chumra, Rashi says. Perhaps moilu rukivu 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 da filu shalakatik, even though he's addressing improper material, maiz the milu can bring about the milu status onto that item. Vietma gabi kachem kalam. On the other hand, if you only discuss the second case, hafamina would say gabi kachem kalam, udam rukivu. Only that case, rukivu says me'alam behen the milu gets applied because you're trying to bring about Mila, it's a chumrah, I feel a zrika shleka tikkun ma'is de Mila, even an improper zrika can't activate Mila, but in the first case we try to be lenient and remove the Mila, la fukiyu shleka tikkun, if it's improper, that le mafkin Mila cannot do it, that's why the mission cites both examples and teach us that both, whether it's lakula or lachumrah, whether you're trying to activate or deactivate, the positions remain the same. Rav Leza says, out of balance cannot be accommodated, Rav Kiva says, it can. We'll continue to do it, Marbet Hashem. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.